We, all of us, are doing dhikr, we are performing dhikr. And dhikr is such a thing. Dhikr is such an action that is specifically between Allah and His servant. And during dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon His servant, Allah sends down in its various forms His brilliance, His magnificence, and His splendor. And this time, this moment during dhikr between Allah and His servant, it is a very valuable and precious time. But with that same energy and power and effort, shaitan, the devil, tries his utmost with full effort that he doesn't want the servant of Allah to take benefit, because he wants to put a restriction and a barrier in between. And regularly, commonly, I speak with you, my colleagues, and those words that I've heard myself in the company of our pious predecessors, I present in your service, and I mention them. Now on these, if you practice, it is your choice. If you don't practice, it's your choice. But the purpose of speaking isn't this, that I am trying to force you upon what I'm saying. And the purpose of me speaking is just this, that for the sake of Allah, I want your goodness and well-being for you, my colleagues, and those words and things that I've learned, I deliver and share with you, because you are traveling on this path, and so that Allah gives you full benefit on this path. And there's no other objective, there's no other reason. Now, in dhikr, when a person sits in dhikr, remembrance, Allah's magnificence and brilliance and splendor descends, Allah sends it down. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that individual, according to his intention, Allah gives to that person. And the first thing that we need then, first and foremost, is that we should make this niyyah, this intention, that we are going to this gathering, majlis of dhikr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a special gathering of Allah's. And for going to this majlis, this gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will go to request Allah's special love and special qurban nearness. So there are adab for this. There are manners and requirements for this. Look, when a majlis is gathered, is assembled, then there's an ameer. There's an ameer ahead of the gathering, and in tasawwuf we call that sheikh, the sheikh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first sends His tajalli, magnificence, brilliance on the sheikh. This is Allah's tariqah, this is Allah's methodology that our pious predecessors have explained to us. Then from the sheikh, the same tajalli, brilliance, magnificence, all His colleagues and students who are there present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then delivers that brilliance and splendor and magnificence to them. Is distributed to them. So for this, the first and foremost thing is that the sheikhs and the murid, the students, rabt, their connection, their relationship should be very strong, especially during dhikr. Totally tawajjuh, focus, it should be converted towards his sheikh. The student should focus total attention towards his sheikh and not waste even a second, a moment. When you come to this majlis, this gathering, there are two conditions. Either the sheikh is busy, occupied in dhikr, or he, the teacher, is speaking some words, giving nasiha, advice, or he himself is busy in some action of his own. There are three conditions that the sheikh would be in. So in these three conditions that the student witnesses when he arrives through the teacher. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are three conditions in which you can have a connection with the teacher. Either the sheikh is, the teacher is sitting with his student or people, or he's giving some nasiha advice to them, or he himself is doing some of his own amal or worship, and the student reaches at that time to the teacher's presence, isn't it? Okay? So in three of these examples, all of them are important for the student. for the student. All three examples of when the student sees the teacher, they are important times for him to attain blessings. So at that time, what the human being should do, the individual should do, somehow or other, my focus, physically or mentally, I shouldn't detach it from the teacher, from the sheikh. For example, you come to the dhikr majlis, and at that time the mashayikh say that the student's work, job is to totally within, in the presence of the sheikh, he should leave all other things apart from that he is connected to the teacher. Even all other actions he should stop doing, unless it's fard at that time. Even nafal salah or nafal actions he shouldn't do at that time, because for him, the student at that time, the most beneficial thing is that he should attain fares, the bounties and the blessings from his teacher. So in his company or when he's speaking, like right now we are meeting together. So at that time, if the murid stands to the side, starts to pray nafal or starts to recite Quran, or he does some other amal, some other worship, then he comes to two levels. If he knows and he's still doing that action, then he's extremely disrespectful and the disrespectful person doesn't get anything. And if he doesn't know that he's doing a wrong action and he still does it, then he will lose out from the benefit of that. So there are two. So a person should never come in this point when the sheikh is physically present and the student is doing his own action. For the student, that is a very valuable time. He should immediately close his eyes and go towards his lataif, his lessons. That's what he should do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to deliver him to the success in the same way, and the connection is established at that time. The connection is established. So either the sheikh is given nasiha, advice, and you leave that nasiha and you start reciting Quran, or you know, coming to the gathering to sit there, or you know, joining that gathering, that assembly, you're sitting separately, you're going separate in your own way, or you're doing, starting your own amal, and people do this regularly or commonly. Like for example, the bayan, the sheikh's bayan is happening, and he says, no, I'll sit on the side and start reading his own Quran or in another room. Totally not at all. Not at all. The majlis that you have come for, then don't start doing another action in parallel. Yes, if you want to read Quran, then read Quran before you come. Or if you want to do any other action, then do it before. Or do it afterwards. Pray your nawafil afterwards. Do your nafil actions afterwards. But in that condition, in that physically during the assembly majlis, it's mamnu, prohibited in tasawwuf. And you'll be losing out with the tawajjuh, the attention of the sheikh. But be most careful that whenever you come and the sheikh is physically present, then you or whoever there it is, don't waste any moment. Rather immediately sit and be occupied, busy with your sabak, wherever you are, and pay attention to that. The sheikh is doing his action, he's praying nafil or reading Quran, but you should sit behind and just do your work that you've been prescribed. Yes, there was a murid who used to be present next to Hazrat Sahib, and for so long maybe there would be no discussion. Many of the murids would be with Hazrat Sahib, and for so long there would be no discussion. And all the mashayikh that would come, the students of Hazrat Sahib would be in his mu'amalat, reading something, doing some amal. Straight we would go, close our eyes, receive our fares, blessings, 30, 45 minutes, do dua, and we'd leave from the side, or go. Yes, and a person is filled with nur and light and bounties. So at that time he's in high level of dhikr. But if you arrive there and you start doing some other amal there, other action there, you come to the majlis, you come to listen to the bayan, or you come to do dhikr, and then you sit in another room or to the side, you're reciting Quran. This should never happen like this. This is against the adab, the manners, respect. So a person is just wasting his time. So always in the presence of the sheikh. If the sheikh is present around you, near you, it's a great treasure and gift, especially for that person who is the salik, the student. It's the most valuable, precious thing for him is sohbat of the sheikh, the company of the sheikh. The more Allah gives you tawfiq, ability, attain that. Not a second of the sohbat should the student waste. Not a second should he waste. As soon as he comes, he sees Hazrat Sahib sitting here, he's near there, then he sits silently. Even if he's at a distance, doesn't matter how far he is, but sit there silently. At that time, don't go into another corner, another room and do any other action. Don't go to another place or corner and do talawat. If your sheikh is present in the masjid, immediately go near to him and sit down. Hopefully, I hope that you, these points that came to my mind, because we discuss regularly these sorts of subjects, isn't it? So, for example, on Thursday, we have a majlis, and people, for example, others, there's some people reading Quran here or there, but even this is bi-adabi, disrespect. That dhikr is taking place and you're reading Quran there. That's just generally speaking. Yes, for example, there's a majlis or gathering somewhere, for example. Then, why are you going near to that majlis, the gathering, and doing your own personal deeds? So, but the muridin, the students who are connected with the teacher, they shouldn't think like that at all. Straight, if you come from home, then directly straight go to that majlis and take part in the, join that gathering before you start doing some other amal or read Quran. Then you come and join the majlis, then you're wasting that amal, that deed. It's disrespect. Disrespect. So, if we have made this mistake, then we should correct that error. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So, perform muraqabah and stick your tongue, keep your tongue next to your palate and empty your heart of thoughts and with full certainty and belief, assurance that at this moment in time we are going into such a condition, an action in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Quran, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari that when the servant does dhikr, sits for the remembrance of Allah, and he moves his lips and remembers Allah, then Allah says, I draw near to him. So in that condition we are going now, so empty your heart, and empty all the thoughts out of your mind, out of your heart, clean everything, purify everything, and hold your tongue, and no need to speak with anyone, and even with yourself. Give full attention to your heart, clean the heart, and with the tongue of the heart, say, Allah, Allah, Allah. This is the way of doing dhikr. Bismillah.